Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
All right. Cool.
So this is really kind of my first podcast. I mean, technically, I do.
Hey. So this is okay.
Have
so
one.
This is I'm doing another podcast with Andrew himself today. Decided to put some content on his podcast channel.
Yes, hello. Talking about Black Panther.
You went to go see Black Panther. Yes.
Today.
And I saw
early morning. Well,
and I saw it like a month and a half ago. No, like 2 months ago. So I still remember it, though, so don't worry.
It's more fresh in my mind.
I think, yeah, it will. But you, once you say stuff, it will come back to me.
Yeah. Sorry about the chickens.
That's okay. All right. Trying to think. All right.
I think. You're part of strategy.
You were cutting out. What did you say again?
My favorite part was the technology.
Yeah, I liked.
Chickens are freaking out.
There was a lot of creative things in that. They just blew my mind with all the vibranium and how it. Is confusing, but it still is pretty cool.
Yeah, so it kind of makes sense how it'd be the soul stone.
Well,
it could be
the trying to avoid is the heart shaped herb was all burned down. There's no left, so it cannot be the soul stone, or it could be, but it can't.
But
be.
It could be in the meteor. It could be from the meteorite.
Yeah, but so here's what I think. If they do go with that route, it has to be like the soul stone has to be like the center of Wakanda. Like it has to be like has to be like in the ground, like in the center of the meteorite. And it would make sense. It would make sense because all that we know of, at least, all the Infinity Stones have been from space. The Power Stone's still in space. Tesseract from space. The Mind Stone, the Scepter, was from space. The Reality Stone is from Asgard, but from space, pretty much. And,
Well, no, it was in Earth.
Okay, but I'm presuming it was. Okay, so that one's not for sure, but still, I'm assuming it's from space. It has to be some kind of weird. It's a weird substance. And then I don't know about the Time Stone. The Time Stone has there. Well, nobody knows how. They never said how they got the Time Stone.
It could have, like, been launched. Well.
Well, nobody ever said that where it came from, so we don't know.
Hello?
You can hear me?
Okay, you were just cutting out.
That's okay.
I'm not near the Wi-Fi.
And then all right, so back to Black Panther.
Yes.
So just give me for all that want to know about Black Panther or trying to refresh their mind before the DVD comes out. Go through the whole plot, not the whole thing, just like kind of like the basis of the whole movie in spoiler, like in a spoiler.
Okay, spoiler alert, but that's pretty much what this is.
All right.
So like the basically vibranium meteorite crashed on Earth in Africa. It like in five tribes. That right?
The five tribes wanted, like, the five tribes of Africa. No, it became a city. They made it, like, they made a place around it, and then they divided into five tribes.
Well, but didn't two of them not like it or something, or one of them not like it?
No, it was
and they went into the mountains.
Yeah, it was the, what's they're called? I don't know what they are, but they're the gorilla.
They're like gorilla, yeah.
Yeah, they're the M'Baku is their leader. Yeah. I love him. He was the best. Okay.
I like when you cut them off.
He's the best. I think he's probably one, like, I love him. I hope he's in the MCU for a while.
Yeah.
And I like him, but I kind of wish he was more of a villain, though. But I kind of like him as an ally, too.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you will know who this is because it's in Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2. But M'Baku is Man-Ape. The guy in the white gorilla suit that... But they thought it was too controversial to make him that. So then they changed... They just scrapped the whole thing. They didn't make him Man-Ape. Which I see how it is, but I still wish he kind of had something like that. Like a gorilla, like a Black Panther suit, but
yeah, like that'd be really cool if he had something like that.
Like something kind of tech. That'd be... Not tech, because they don't like tech, but like something like...
And how,
like, you know when they wore those masks?
Yeah.
If something went with that, like, they had a whole outfit, that'd be cool. Like, that'd be cool if they had, like, like, mini Black Panthers in each of the tribes. But, like, Black Panther's, like, the most powerful. But, like, all of them
have their own protectors. Yeah, it's a heart-shaped herb.
And it would make sense that the heart-shaped herb is from the Soul Stone. It does hold up because you go into, you know, the...
Yeah, the ancestor...
Yeah, thing. And it does make sense. It does make sense in some sense, but then it doesn't, because I'm still Team Heimdall. I still think Heimdall. I think so. There is a thing I've been thinking about is that Heimdall will die in Infinity War. That'll be his end. Though he'll take the Soul Stone from Heimdall and kill him.
Yeah. So I wonder, maybe. So I wonder if it was the Soul Stone that gave the one guy the vision of the vibranium, not the lion goddess or whatever, or panther goddess.
Whatever. Wait, what was that again? Like, I don't remember it. Like,
it said that the
I know what you're talking about now. Okay, yeah. That does make sense, though. Yeah, it's like, there's things about it that, like, each of them, like, even Hela made sense at the time when, before, like, I thought she was going to have the Soul Stone, or Heimdall.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want to know already. I want to know where the Soul Stone is,
because
it's driving me crazy.
It does come out in, like, well, what's today?
It's in 2 weeks.
14th, yeah. Less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Actually, today's Saturday, so yeah. Yesterday was 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that means my birthday's in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. And I'm super excited. I can't wait to go see it. Wish I got those Yum Cinema gift cards, but... Anyway, back to Black Panther. So, overall, out of 10... How did you think Black Panther was? And then where in your top 5 Marvel movies or whatever, or top 10 Marvel movies, where would it sit?
I really only liked it for one, well, two things. Wakanda, I really liked Wakanda and, like, the backstory and all that stuff and the technology. So
you didn't like Black Panther himself?
I liked more of a suit. I want to get to that in a little bit, but I'd put it at like a 3.
So that's actually complete opposite of me. I put Black Panther with an 8 out of 10. I thought it was amazing. I think it was because I came with low expectations because after Civil War, Black Panther was like what you said. Yeah. His suit was really the only thing I liked about him in Civil War. He was really boring. So I was thinking, how is he going to be a character and like develop? And I was totally wrong. I loved Black Panther. There wasn't a lot of comedy.
Yeah,
wasn't a lot of jokes.
It seemed like they tried to put jokes in it, but
it didn't land right. The only two characters that were really funny in the movie, genuinely, and they didn't really have a lot of jokes, was Ulysses Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him. He was actually like one of my favorite villains, and I'm really sad they killed him off. He was the best. I loved him. And also I liked M'Baku. I loved he was actually really funny too. And I kind of like Shiri. Shiri was kind of funny at times. But I think she was one of my favorite characters.
That was talking in Wakandan or whatever about him talking to whatever.
Oh, I liked that part. I thought it was a really good movie. I mean, it's not, obviously, it's not the best Marvel movie because I still, in my list, I always put the Avengers above. I always love the Avengers. I still like Spider-Man Homecoming. I think that was one of the best Spider-Man movies
ever.
Today. One of. I think I still am debating on Spider-Man 1 and 2, the original ones. Those two were really good, too. So they're kind of up there. And I still like, I don't know if I like Ant-Man more, but Ant-Man's a pretty equal.
Yeah,
I like Ant-Man a lot.
Yeah.
And Guardians and the Guardians movie. They're all really good.
I haven't seen all of, Guardians or Avengers.
All of Avengers.
Like forever.
I have not watched it either. I literally
like the
rewatched
whole movie.
I rewatched the movie a while ago, but I still need to probably go back and rewatch a couple of them. If anybody who's doing a marathon, the easier way to do it, unless you want to buy a bunch of movies or you want to take forever to watch movies, because I hate marathons. But
I love marathons.
What you need to do, I can't stand that still, but I love movies, but I hate marathons. But the one thing that is the Infinity War marathon that me and Andrew are doing soon, and what you need to do is all you need to do is watch all of them that majorly include it. So I wouldn't like do Winter Soldier that had the scepter at the very end. I don't care about that. But, like, you know, Avengers 1, maybe Captain America 1, Thor the Dark World, Doctor Strange, Guardians 1. What was the other ones? Avengers
Doctor 2, Strange.
Doctor Strange, Guardians 1. I'm trying to think what the other ones are. I totally forgot. I'm spacing right now.
Age of Ultron, you already said that.
Might as well just throw in Civil War right, while you're at it. It's like one of the best Marvel movies. I still think Civil War is one of the best too. That was a good one. I need to rewatch a lot of them. I don't even remember how many.
They did use in Thor the Space Stone a bit.
The Space Stone is probably the one that's came up the most.
Yeah.
It's in Avengers.
Because
all the other ones that are at least in one movie, because Power Stone's only in one movie. Mind Stone's in two. Mind Stone's in two, actually, if you count Winter Soldier 3. And then
Winter Soldier 3.
And then if you do, and then the Time Stone's only in one, and the Reality Stone's only in one. Soul hasn't even been. I'm not even going to Soul. We go too far with the Soul Stone. We have to stop talking about it because we just go on forever.
Yeah,
Soul Stone needs to be a full-on two-hour podcast in itself. Because the Soul Stone's too good.
We talk about the Infinity Stones too much because now we're starting in.
Yeah, we didn't even, we're stopped talking about Black Panther.
Yeah.
That's what we were starting at.
Yeah. I mean, we so. Yeah.
But overall, I think Black Panther was pretty good. What did you think about Killmonger? We haven't said anything about Killmonger.
I like Killmonger. Like I like how he had the Panther suit, but it looked it didn't look like a the mask didn't look like a Panther.
No, like, I think it's supposed to be the golden jaguar suit.
Yeah. It looked more like a jaguar. So I wonder if you can make the mask look what you wanted to.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that. What if Black Panther chose the golden jaguar suit, which I call it all the time, but I mean, whatever you want to call it, Killmonger suit, whatever.
The golden suit.
That's what I thought about right as I got out of the theaters. What if he chose that one? Because because they were both on white mantles, and then when he pressed it, it just became the Panther suit. So maybe that is right. Maybe vibranium is the soul stone, because when he put on the Black Panther suit, it became what Black Panther looks like.
Yeah.
And then when Killmonger put it on for the first time, it automatically became a golden jaguar. But golden jaguar isn't what the Black Panther is supposed to be.
I wonder if if it's like the vibranium has traces of the soul stone, so you can control it, like, because he didn't have to say anything, or he had to think it, and it, well, his soul pretty much.
The one thing that I think, yeah, like, I don't, I think, yeah, like, that'd be a good way of doing it, because then you could, like, say if, like, what, like, let's just say M'Baku took that suit, put it on, it'd become, like, a gorilla suit, like that, like, it would bend to whatever they resembled or something like that, or, like thought of, mm-hmm. or, like, their animal spirit or whatever logic they wanted to use. They could use that, and that would be a cool thing to explore, that the vibranium soul stone and everything that vibranium is affected by is affected by the soul stone. So, but then here's another thing. Now, the one thing that's been bothering me is that what's going to happen to the Infinity Stones after it? Is it going to be left as a gauntlet for somebody else to take and get corrupted by? Because obviously, if you watched any superhero show that had the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, you know that, or a comic book, you know that whoever takes it kind of becomes evil, corrupted with the thing, even heroes. So, are they going to go that route, or are they going to go the route where the Infinity Stones break into smithereens and don't exist, or are they going to do just they're getting separated again, or safely locked somewhere, or thrown away somewhere where nobody can find them or something? Because if they get shattered, and if they were the meteorite, then what would happen to Wakanda? What would happen to Cap's shield? What would happen to the Black Panther suit? Would it be affected because of the Soul Stone?
I don't think it is the Soul Stone. I think it has traces of the Soul Stone in it. So, like, the Soul Stone affected it for being with it for a while.
But no. I wasn't saying, like, the vibranium would, like, melt or something. But, like,
yeah.
Would it have the ability to heal people? Would it have the ability to change the suit by will? Like, would it still have that even though the Soul Stone's gone? Like, that was my thing of saying. But, I mean, we're assuming that that's the Soul Stone. We don't know that that's the Soul Stone, though. Mm-hmm. So, let's not get into that. Did you just realize we just went into Soul Stone again?
Yes.
We go back to the Soul Stone every 5 minutes. We gotta stop.
Yeah.
So, what other things did you like about Black Panther?
Technology. So, I want to talk about that a little more.
Okay.
I think my favorite thing was how, this is also another thing about Soul Stone, sorry. But,
it's okay, as long as we don't go into it too much.
The technology, like, they threw it and they could make it, like, the plane. Remember when Ross was flying the plane and it was American style? instead of Wakandian or whatever you would, however you would say it.
Yeah,
so he Wakandan. Was flying it as if.
So yeah, you are right. Maybe they, because this is a very good strong theory, but it has to. So the Wakanda Soul Stone theory is that, you know, Wakanda is powered by the Soul Stone, like everything is affected by it, slightly affected by it. So Wakandan like technology is affected by the person who's wielding it.
Yeah.
By their soul.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, okay, so this is a good, that's a good theory. We could probably go into it later in a different podcast. This is a whole good theory. But yeah, the technology in this movie, it's almost way too powerful. This is why I'm kind of leaning towards the thing that there has to be something in Black Panther 2 or Infinity War that kind of changes Wakanda forever. Now, obviously, at the end of Black Panther, if anybody stayed for the mid-credit scene, you saw that. Wait, did you see the mid-credit scene?
Yeah, I saw all right. Of them.
Okay, so you know that Wakanda is now open to everybody. Yeah. And obviously that's a big change. Well,
I don't think it's open. I think they're just using it, like, spreading what their knowledge.
But still, like, it's still, like, now people know it exists. They know that it's a big, giant, technological city. And obviously, you know now there's going to be, a villain that's going to take, like, vibranium or something and do something with it. And B, I'm calling it now, there's definitely going to be something that starts a villain. Like, there's going to be a villain that is because of Wakanda opening up to the public, it's going to start a villain. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it now. It's going to start a villain. I know it. I don't know who villain. It could be Doctor Doom or something, or like when they get the Fox rights or something, or it could be like a character they already, or something. I don't know. It could be like a Iron Man like somebody that wants to recreate the Iron Man suits but with vibranium. Like that kind of
vibranium man.
Like that's another thing is if you have looked at the Avengers Infinity War trailers, did you see that his suit looks little bit thinner and like, you know, more and so do you think that Iron Man gets a new suit from vibranium in this movie, or do you think that he has new technology just like them, but not, I mean, obviously not as not as technological yet. Like Tony Stark looks like a piece of plastic, where Wakanda has like metal, like, you know.
Yeah.
That
so,
kind of, so like, so.
I watched a video a while ago, and it, like, when the trailer of him first came out.
Yeah.
And it, he basically was like, the guy was saying that he could, It was nanotechnology in his spine. So when he wanted the suit to come out, he could do it.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't think that his suit is vibranium now that I think about it. Because if you think about it, what have you seen a shot in the trailers that show Tony or Iron Man in Wakanda?
Mm-mm.
So, you think about it. Nope. He's going to be in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Wait. Yeah.
With Hulk and Doctor Strange and Wong. And then he's going to go to space with the Guardians. He's not going to go to Wakanda. Wakanda's going to be where Captain America is.
And so, Bucky.
Yeah, and Bucky. And, you know, Black Panther. And actually, but there could be a chance because Bruce Banner's at in Wakanda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe so that's my confusion is that they start at Team Iron Man is what I like to call them is it starts out. I'm pretty sure it will start out with the Sanctorum after Hulk crashes into their roof. And then
which one do you think it'll be though?
I
think it'll be the London one.
So here's what it's gonna be. I think Thanos is gonna go, so it's gonna pick up. Infinity War is gonna pick up like right after the mid credit scene in Thor. So it's gonna have the ship. Thanos, the Black Order, and Thanos are all gonna take over the Asgardian ship. I don't want this to happen, but this might happen. That all the Asgardians get killed. Heimdall gets away. With somehow like taking like Korg or something, I don't know, and then Thanos gets the Tesseract from Loki, and then Thanos completely breaks the ship apart, tossing Thor all the way to the Guardians, and then has Hulk getting tossed back to Earth, where Hulk lands in the Sanctum Sanctorum in New York. And then Iron Man gets called up, and then Doctor Strange, and then he meets up with Doctor Strange and Wong, and then Bruce Banner, and then Thanos invades Earth, and so they have to go and beat Thanos in space with the Guardians. And then I don't know how Bruce goes back to Wakanda. I don't know if he's gonna like go on his own, like just like they're gonna drop him off or something, or they're gonna Hulk is gonna find a way over to Wakanda because it doesn't match up, but. He has to be there because he's in the final battle.
Yeah.
So he has to be there somehow.
I wonder if one of the Black Order is embedded in Wakanda.
I think so. The Black Order is going to be taking on every Infinity Stone because there's 5 of them.
Yeah.
And Thanos. So, I mean, obviously Thanos is going to already have one at the beginning of the movie, and that's going to be the Tesseract.
Well.
So.
Yeah.
So they're gonna go to. They're going to go to Xandar. They're going to go to wherever the Reality Stone will be because the Collector's blown up. So probably the new Collector's place. Collector probably still has it. So they're probably going to go
I wonder if there's traces. Why are we on Infinity Stones again?
let's just carry on. I'm liking this. Yeah. So they're going to go to the Collector. They're going to get the Reality Stone. They get the Power Stone from Xandar. You know, blow up Nova Corps. I want that to happen. Mm-hmm. Set up Nova. Yeah. I want them to go to. Then they go to what were the other ones? They already have the Tesseract, Power Stone, and Reality Stone. I always call it the Tesseract.
Time Stone.
I never call it the Space Stone. I always call it the Tesseract.
Yeah.
So then they go to like Vision, and whether Vision survives. So obviously, the Reality Stone will probably be one of like okay. Power Stone and so the Tesseract he'll get from Loki at the beginning. Power Stone will be his next stop, and he'll destroy Xandar, obviously. Then there'll be a big gap, and then a Reality Stone will be at the like midway through the movie.
Well, I think that he's gonna get the Mind Stone midway through the movie.
Yeah, actually, he's gonna have to go by like order of like power. So he has to go like to space is like probably the least effective.
Yeah.
And then he's and then the last one will have to be time. Time or reality.
Well, yeah, they're probably going to be in the second movie.
Well,
like the very beginning.
I think if out of all of them, I think it's going to be either time or soul or both will be in the second movie. I mean the fourth movie because I feel like reality will probably be in the movie. I think he's going to get reality. I think I know he's gonna get mind. Mind is obviously gonna get because you see the scene. They're gonna get mind.
Yeah.
So he's gonna get mind.
What if they don't actually get it? What if Vision does a or someone comes up and Scarlet Witch comes up and
pushes
him off into nowhere.
I'd be disappointed if they didn't get the full gauntlet at the end. At least leave out the Soul Stone. I don't care if they leave out the Soul Stone as long as they get all the stones at the very end of the movie. And then he does something drastic to change the whole MCU, and they have to fix it in the next movie. I would like that. Maybe they'll leave out the Time Stone. If they leave out the Time Stone, then leave out the. I think I'll be okay if they leave out the Soul Stone as long as we know or have a hint of where it's gonna be.
Yeah, like,
that's what I'm waiting for to happen. And then Time Stone, I don't care if they get it, they get it. If they don't get it, it's fine. But I want every other stone. I want to know where. I want to know where the Reality Stone will be. I want to know how they get it into the Gauntlet. I want to see if Vision lives after the Mind Stone. And we obviously know from trailers, space and power are going to get taken. So we obviously know that.
Yeah.
So.
That's just a little bit obvious.
Yeah. So the big question is So how are they going to get it? Vision is going to be the biggest thing. Is what's going to happen? Is Vision going to lose his powers? Is Vision going to die? Is Vision going to just be a normal person after they take the Mind Stone, or he's going to, you know, if they have him die, I want him to be at the end, because if he dies at the end, it will be very nice. Like if Vision. So let's just say, like what you said, they don't get the actual twist. The mind that scene, somebody takes out. Corvus Glaive. So if that's Corvus Glaive, but I'm pretty sure it'll be Corvus Glaive taking out the Mind Stone. So if they take if they don't get it, so then they take Vision to Wakanda with Cap and all of them, and then at the very end, he sacrifices himself to like save the other Avengers, and he sacrifices himself. And then in doing so, Thanos gets the Mind Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vision dies. That would be the only way. But I feel like, because Vision's only been in two other movies besides this, I feel like Vision won't be going anywhere. If he does, it'll be Avengers 4. I doubt he's going to die.
Yeah.
Who do you think will really die in this? You have to think in Infinity War. Yeah, because Avengers 4... you have to think is going to be a big one, and I really want the big, like, just part in the movie where all of them are lining up, and you just see, you know what they need to do? They need to do the classic Avengers circle, like what they did in the first movie. They do the circle shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they do that, they recreate that with all the superheroes, I will literally mm-hmm. burst out in tears. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine, just like they go around, they have the Guardians, Avengers, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, they have all of them.
Yeah.
In a circle, and then they have the Outriders, who are the pretty much the Jatari or the Ultron bots of the movie, you know, the army, basically.
Yeah.
So then the Outriders, and they're all surrounding him, and then Thanos has the gauntlet, and then that's how Avengers 3 ends.
Snap.
Yes.
And then post credits for Captain Marvel.
Yeah, so that's how they're gonna, I feel like Captain Marvel is gonna be the way they're gonna destroy Thanos.
Yeah.
Because why have Captain Marvel come halfway through? In why don't they just leave her out or have her be in Avengers 3? There has to be a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, unless, I mean, obviously they're probably not having her in Avengers 3 because of her movie and they don't want to spoil what happens to her.
Yeah.
But still, like, there has to be a reason why they're building up to her being in Avengers 4. Mm-hmm. So, like our theory earlier, maybe... The Skrulls had the Soul Stone from space. She got
trapped in it,
or frozen with it, or whatever you want to say. And then the Avengers have to find the last Infinity Stone before Thanos does. And they figure out that Captain Marvel is in the Infinity Stone, and they let her out, and then they defeat Thanos.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's the one thing that I keep forgetting about, is they have to defeat Thanos. Like,
yeah.
He has to die at one point. I was like, I keep forgetting that. I'm like, oh, Thanos is gonna have to die.
Yeah.
Like, I keep forgetting that. Like, because Thanos is like, gonna be the main villain. Like, there's no bigger villain than there than Thanos.
Like, what if? Like, a what post credit scene of someone else yelling, like, at Thanos, or the mid credit scene, like, Thanos what if bowing down.
Galactus.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't do that because I want Thanos to be, like, all powerful. Like, but maybe at the end of Avengers 4, because maybe they will have the rights to it. Maybe they could, at the very end of Avengers 4, they had, like, they're talking about, oh, the Black Order and stuff, and they're like, yeah, we had this one silver dude, but then he didn't. But then he went to go work for another guy, another big purple dude. And then all of a sudden, just shows Silver Surfer in space. And then it just shows Galactus. And then that's... Because you have to think about it. Avengers 1 was the first movie that set up Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Avengers 4, which I'm presuming will probably be the last Avengers movie. There'll probably be either X-Men or Fantastic Four, or I'm hoping, but it probably won't happen, the new Avengers. But this will probably be the end of the original Avengers movies. So they start it with the big villain, and they'll end it with a big villain.
Yeah.
So they end it with Galactus turning at the camera and smiling. I'm just kidding. No. Actually, that would be really funny though if they did that. I'd like that, a actually. Smirk. Like what Thanos did. Just like, and then he just puts on like a silver gauntlet with a bunch of different infinity gems and says, fine, I'll do it myself.
Not again.
And that'd be funny. No, I don't want that actually though. But that'd be funny.
Yeah.
But I think Galactus would be the next step. If not, do somebody else and then Galactus. Galactus has to be a big villain.
Yeah.
You can't not have Galactus. For some reason, now it's melted in my head. Now that we're having Fox, we have to have Galactus. Or if we're having Fox, instead of Galactus, they hype up Magneto and have Magneto be the next big villain. Yeah. And then he's working. Or he have Magneto as like the Loki and then have Galactus as the Thanos, or the Silver Surfer as Loki. Something like that, you know?
I'm so confused, because Silver Surfer, to me, has always been, like, more of a good guy.
Well, he is, but he works for Galactus.
Mm.
He's, like, his slave, kind of.
Did he sell him his soul?
No, he, what was it? He killed his family and then, like, threatened, like, he was, like, the last survivor of his planet, and so he just... If he lived, he'd have to work for him, and so he works. And so he does. He's kind of like a bounty. Silver Surfer's like kind of like a bounty hunter.
Ah.
Sort of. So, but he works for the Galactus. So basically, so it's kind of like the Loki. Loki should be Loki. I'm sad for that. This might be the movie that Loki dies too. I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh. All these heroes are gonna die. So is Loki. Loki's gonna die. Thor might die. I'm for some reason thinking Thor might not die. Hulk has like a 40% chance. I don't know why, but I don't think Hulk will. But then, if you think about it, this would be a cool thing. If Thanos in Avengers 4 is so powerful that they just kill him all at once. So he just, they're all charging at him, and then they just kill off character to character. And all the characters that they want to kill off, they just kill them all like that. It shows how powerful Thanos is. And then all of the surviving ones have to retreat, get Captain Marvel, and then finish him off. And then in doing so, they break the Infinity, they shatter the Infinity Stones, but they can't reverse time. So they can't reverse time. Without the time gem.
Stone.
So they can't... Stone. Sorry. I said gem once, and now I'm saying gem all the time. So so they shatter the time stone. They can't go back and save Tony or whatever.
Tony's definitely gonna die.
Oh my gosh, no! But everybody knows Tony's gonna die. It's sad,
but it's true.
And but it's Chewy, yeah. But it's gonna be. Hopefully, it's a good death because he's the first Avenger. He was the first to get recruited by Nick Fury. He was the first Marvel movie. He was the first for everything. He was the person that started the MCU itself.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go out with
it. Yeah.
So
it's sad, but it's truly.
Yeah, but I mean, they'll have to do something really, really well for him because Iron Man's such a special character. Him or Cap? I think if Cap's gonna die, he's gonna die in Avengers 3. Like, it's Iron Man or Cap. They're not gonna both die in one movie. So one of them's gonna die in 4 and one of them's gonna die in 3.
I think they might both die in one movie.
Well, yes and no. Like, I feel like they both need, like, super memorable deaths that they need to have their own, like, big scenes. Unless, like, one dies in one part and then, like, a little while later one dies. Or, even better, this would be a good payoff.
One goes to try to kill, sacrifice himself for the other, but they both end up dying.
Well, that would be good too. But here's something I've been wanting since I saw Age of Ultron. Now, if you remember, the part where Scarlet Witch messes with
his mind.
You see the big Jatari coming out of the portal, and they're all standing. They're all laying on one big planet, and they're all dead. And Captain America's shield is broken. Now, obviously, that's not a correct thing because Captain America doesn't have the right. He doesn't have a beard, obviously, and all that. But how did they know that would happen? But you know, like he has the shield and stuff. But maybe, just maybe, Scarlet Witch actually predicted the future and saw the end of the MCU, and they all, yeah, so they actually see, and Tony knows, so Tony starts seeing them all, like, it already is starting, like, he sees the portal, he sees the exact place, he remembers it, and he tries to prevent it, and ending up, because, remember that scene, he was all sad, because he said, Cap goes, you did this to us, and so instead of Hawkeye, Black Widow, Thor, Hulk, and Captain America dying, Iron Man's the only one that dies, and he changes the future.
Yeah.
In doing so. That would be a good ending, too. There's so many good endings to that.
We could do...
It was a Black Panther review that turned into an Infinity War prediction.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Black Panther / Infinity War prediction.
That sounds good. I don't think what else do you think about Infinity War? What do you have any questions or things you've been thinking about?
I've been thinking a lot of it, taken out to go through all of it. I'm gonna
wrap
it up in like 2 minutes.
All right. Yep. 45. All right, that sounds good. So let's think of something shorter that I can talk about. Well, what characters that you know, Marvel characters, do you know? Who should have a movie and stuff, and who will be the next leader of the Avengers, and what characters do you want to enter the MCU after Infinity War?
Either Hawkeye or Ant-Man or Bucky. I don't know why Ant-Man, but I think one of them are going to take charge of the Avengers. Or Black Widow.
People have been saying Captain Marvel, but I don't want Captain Marvel because she's new. She's like a new entry. I honestly think the leader of the Avengers should be the next Captain America. The next Captain America should be the next new. So either Sam or Bucky.
It's probably going to be Bucky.
I hope it's Sam, though. But, yeah, if it's Bucky, I don't know why I really want Falcon to be the leader of it. But, I mean, if that or whoever, if there is an original Avenger that stays on, like Hawkeye or Black Widow or Hulk or even Thor, they can take over as, you know, the experience. Or even Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange mm-hmm. would be a good end. So that's all. It turned into a Black Panther review, yep. and it's an Infinity War prediction stuff. We need to do more of yep. this. If you want to watch any of my
Check
podcasts, I'm on
Check
Movie
out.
Talk.
Check them out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got some podcasts with Andrew himself
two,
in that, too.
Please.
Yeah, yeah. The first one and then the last one that's, well, depending on when you are watching this, the newest one.
Yeah.
But that can't, yeah. that will probably change. So,
I guess this is goodbye for now. Adios.
All right.
Adios, amigos.
See ya.